This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Baghdad today, two British security guards were killed when an explosion destroyed their car. This happened just outside the heavily guarded main entrance to the U.S. Provisional Authority compound. There were also mortar attacks in and around the compound where United Nations envoy Lakhdar Brahimi continued an exhaustive round of meetings. He's struggling to find a consensus on the shape and scope of an interim Iraqi government. The goal is to have a plan in place by the end of this month in advance of the U.S. handover of some authority on June 30th. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad.
As U.S. and Iraqi forces raced to the scene of various attacks, Mr. Brahimi patiently worked through another series of meetings with Iraqis eager to have a say in the first post-Saddam government and suspicious of other Iraqis who want the same thing. Veteran negotiators know that the best and sometimes the only way to keep discussions open is to convince all the parties that minds are still open, that the fix isn't in. UN spokesman Ahmed Fawzi was at pains to make that point today as the jockeying for position intensifies.
Every minute brings new challenges and new surprises and new nominations. So it ain't over yet.
When it comes to the likely top jobs in the interim government, president, two vice presidents, and prime minister, Fawzi won't name names or get into specific conflicts among the Kurdish, Sunni, and Shiite factions. As the suggested deadline of the end of May approaches, however, some of the parties are raising their voices. Dr. Adel Murad, deputy to prominent Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani, says his people are worried by the jostling between the Sunni and Shiite parties in Iraq, and he warns that Kurds won't allow their leaders to be denied one of what they consider the two top jobs, president or prime minister. Murad says after 80 years of being dealt with as inferiors, the second tier won't do.
We ask for one of them, the president or prime minister. If they don't recognize this position, it means the Kurd will be the second class in Iraq, and we refuse it. We don't like vice president, prime minister, vice. We don't like this war.
Murad says the Shia are aiming to capture the prime minister's job, and the Sunnis, with what Murad calls the apparent backing of regional and international leaders, feel confident that the presidency will go to respected Sunni Adnan Pachachi, the former foreign minister. Iraq's 60% Shiite majority has its own complaints after decades of marginalization and oppression by Saddam Hussein and his Sunni-dominated Ba'ath Party. Potential Shiite candidates for prime minister include Ibrahim al-Jafari of the Islamist Dawa Party, Ayad Alawi with the Shiite Iraqi National Accord, and Adel Abdel Mehdi with Skiri, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. Mr. Mehdi is said to have the support of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, Iraq's most influential Shiite cleric. One point on which governing council members appear to be making headway is convincing Brahimi that the interim government needs some figures with political clout, in addition to competent apolitical technocrats. Abdulaziz Hakim with the Shiite Skiri Party argues that it's a matter of survival.
We believe that the next government will fail if it doesn't consist of members from active political parties with a wide popular base. That popular support will give the next government the enough power to solve the main two points in the Iraqi society, which is the security issue and the elections.
Whoever is named to the interim government will have a short time to settle some large outstanding issues, such as the government's relation to the American-led forces, which are likely to remain in Iraq for some time. That necessarily involves the touchy issue of militias loyal to Shiite and Kurdish parties, which their leaders are reluctant to disband. There's also the issue of who controls Iraq's oil and gas revenue, currently deposited in a development fund. Hanging over the entire enterprise is the threatening security situation. There's no sign the deadly attacks, kidnappings, and other threats will abate in the coming weeks, leading the UN's Ahmed Fawzi to note a rather grim bright spot in the meetings he's attended. He's not aware of a single Iraqi man or woman who has backed down from serving out of fear.
Everybody we have spoken to expresses fears about security and about their family's security. But no one said they don't want to serve their country because of security. However, it is the main concern uppermost in everybody's minds.
Fawzi says there's no question the security situation will have to improve dramatically if Iraq's caretaker government is to have any hope of holding free and fair elections. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.